We are going to begin as Hashem Arvei Pesachim and Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. I say Arvei Pesachim, but maybe I should say Erev Pesachim, because that's the way it appears in the Mishnah. And we have, as you can see, both Rashi and the Rashbam throughout. So we'll be using both Rashi and the Rashbam as we go through. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to try and go through to Kuf Amud Beis just to kind of see the Sugya. And we'll spend some time seeing Tesvos and seeing a little bit Halach Lamaisa also. So the Mishnah says, Erev Psachim Samach Lemincha. Vayechal Adam Anshitachshach. So first of all, what does it mean, Erev Psachim? Tesvos says that if the Girsa Erev Psachim is the correct Girsa, so it means the eve where they shecht many Psachim. Otherwise, Tesis also says that the Girsa of Arvei Pesachim is also a legitimate Girsa. And in one of the Mahalchim of Tesis, he says it could be it's referring to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, which is interesting, because it means, if so, that it would seem that there's an obligation to have Arba Kaisis and Haggadah and so on, all the various mitzvahs on Pesach Sheni also. So anyway, Arvei Pesachim, Samach Lemincha, close to the time of Mincha. Now we know that the Zman of Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day. We saw in Perek Tamid Nishchatz that the Tamid was shechted 8.5 hours into the day, and it took 1 hour to do the Tamid, and 9.5 hours into the day, that was the Zman of Mincha. And very often when we say Samach Le'Mariv, Samach Le'Mincha, it means 1/2 hour before. And there is a discussion if when we say 1/2 hour, is it Sheizmanios or is it fixed minutes? But anyway, Samach means Chatzi Shah Lifnei. So Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha. So in other words, this is going to be the beginning of the 10th hour, meaning after 9 hours into the day, 1/2 hour before 9.5 hours, Samach Lemincha lo yoichal adam ad shetech shach. So it's also for a person to eat. And we'll see, what is it also for a person to eat? But one is not allowed to eat ad shetech shach. That's din number one. Din number two, afilo ani should be Yisrael leyechal ad sheyasev. Even an ani, also interesting, the lashon ani should be Yisrael. I mean, who else are we discussing if not the yid? Afilo ani should be Yisrael leyechal ad sheyasev. Even an ani is not allowed to eat until he reclines. And we'll see what exactly is the chiddush of that. Another din, which, as we'll see in Tesis, Pashtus, it means the Gaboid Staka, who are obligated to ensure that the Aniyim have enough to eat. Afilo, mi arba kaisis, they should not give him, and we'll see also the significance, don't give him, doesn't mention his family members, don't give him less than arba kaisis, shalyain, don't give him less than 4 kaisis, meaning, interesting, there's no discussion about giving and providing for him matzah. Matzah doesn't mention, but it says don't give him less than arba kaisis of yayin, and maybe matzah, it's poshut that you need to give him matzah. You always give the aniyim kemach and lechem and so on, but this is a mitzvah derabonin, who's to say that they have to provide him for the necessities for a mitzvah derabonin, and we say no, even a mitzvah derabonin, lo yivchus lemi arba kaisis shal yayin, Vafilo min hatamchui. And we'll see what Vafilo min hatamchui is referring to. Let's see a couple of words of Rashi first. Rashi says again at the top, Pesachim samach lemincha koydim lemincha ma'at. A little bit before, we're saying that it means 1/2 hour. So says Rashi, and the Rashbam says the same thing. Why are you not allowed to eat after 9 hours have passed, in the beginning of the 10th hour, lo yoichol kadei sheyoichol matz shel mitzvah l'teyavain mishum hidur mitzvah. In order that a person eats that first kezayis of matzah with a healthy, hearty appetite, mishum hidur mitzvah. And so says the Rashbam, the same thing. There are other Rishonim, the Ran, and others say, based on the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Zayin, that over here, Chazal were concerned that you shouldn't eat beforehand for fear that you eat in a state of achila gasa. If a person is totally full and you end up eating, and we're going to see in the Rishonim later on that there's 2 types of achila gasa. There's one type of achila when I'm really full, I really have no interest at all, I'm fully satiated. I could eat a little bit more. And that might be one level of achila gasa. There's another level of achila gasa where you're literally nafshe kotzba. You're disgusted to consume any more food. But al kopanim, we're going to see later on in Daf Kuf Zayin that the Gemara seems to mention that part of the concern is that it shouldn't be achila gasa. And there's a discussion why do Rashi and the Rashbam over here just mention that you should do so for hidur mitzvah, which is quite interesting. I mean, where else do we find Chazal? They forbade you to do something. They asked you to eat so that you should do the mitzvah, hidur mitzvah. Let me, you know, in a way of hidur mitzvah, let me decide if I choose to do the mitzvah, the hidur mitzvah. Chazal are going to ask me from doing something so that I should do it by hidur mitzvah. So that's something which is discussed. Joe, we'll just mention while we're on the subject, if you look at Tosfos over here, lo yechol adam.
So it says
you should
eat Korban Pesach material. I'm sorry? It's just saying matzah material.
Yeah, correct. That's another ha'ara. Vasep is dafka legabi matzah as opposed to Korban Pesach. If you look at Tosfos, lo yechol adam, about four lines down, ve'im toimar. Uma lo yechol. What does it mean, don't eat? You can't eat anything, you can't have a fruit, you can't have an apple the whole afternoon. Ve'im toimar ma lo yechol. Im matzah, afilu koidem nami osur. Kidarmin and Yerushalmi, this is the famous Yerushalmi which all the Rishonim quote. What does the Yerushalmi say? Kala eicho matzah be'erev ha-pesach ki'ilu boyal arusasi be'beis chamav. Anyone who consumes matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if he was intimate with his arusa in her father's house. And very, very interesting, actually, the Hageis Hashri over here says, fascinating, he says that we know that just like in Arusa, she requires Sheva Brachas, and only after the Sheva Brachas is she Mutaris Labaila, says the Hageis Hashri, Batam Shamati Meharav, Moreno Harav, or Befrayim, Mishum Brachis, She Yeish Kedem Achilas Matzah, Kamesh Yeish Sheva Brachas, Kedem Shehu Mutta Beishte. And they're going to make a cheshbon that the seven brachas, which we actually recite, and there's a difference in the achronim, is what are these seven brachas? You know, Kiddush and various brachas, and it may be Baruch HaMokim from the brachas, but they make a cheshbon that there's also seven brachas which are articulated, similar to an arusa, al kopanim, says Pesach. You're not allowed to have matzah on Erev Pesach, and all of the various minhagim of not having matzah from Purim or Rosh Chodesh Nissan, these are minhagim, but Medina de Gemara, the only time it's also to have matzah is on Erev Pesach. So you're certainly not allowed to have matzah the whole day, even before. The ibemini targima, what, like a little bit of meat and so on, Amrina b'Gemara, Avu Metavalu b'Mini Tagim. The Gemara says later on Kuf Zayin, you are allowed to have these things. So, what is the subject of the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah saying? Don't eat what? What are we talking about? The Yishleimer the Iri b'Matzah Ashira. We're discussing Matzah Ashira, meaning literally means wealthy matzah. In other words, it means matzah, not matzah which is mixed with oil, flour and water, but rather it's mixed together with oil or with fruit juice and something. That's matzah shira. That you are allowed to eat on Erev Pesach in the morning. The type of matzah which the Yerushalmi forbade is the type of matzah that a person could fulfill their obligation. So that means if you have matzah which is mixed with fruit juice, it's not the type of matzah that you could use to be yotzei your chiyuv. That is not also to eat on Erev Pesach. That is not keilu boil arusase. That you're allowed to eat in the morning up until the beginning of Shah Asiris. That is the way Tosa says. Don't eat matzah shira. That's what Tosa is saying. Don't eat matzah shira. In other words, eating matzah shira it satiates. It's flour mixed with fruit juice and so on. That is going to satiate you. That's going to prevent you from being able to eat litiyavan. If Rabbeinu Tam is learning like the Rashbam and so on, and even if he's learning like other like the Ran, based on the Gemara later on, if you eat flour, something with flour, that's... Okay, so we know that there's different levels of satiation. Obviously, bread satiates much more than other things. Fruit and vegetables don't satiate so much. That's the reason why we make special brachas and pass and so on. There is a mashmos in the Rambam. The Rambam understands that other things are also included in the din of Le'yachol. And we know, as a general rule, a person is not supposed to fill themselves up on anything.
It says
Le'yachol Stam. Well, because it's not mistaber that you can't eat anything, right? Yes.
When you get questions from the floor of the house...
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, when I get a question, I have to repeat the question. Yes, you are right.
My question is, Rabbi, is don't we not... Are we allowed to eat matashina on Pesach?
Well, we're not discussing... I'm going to repeat the question to the Beis Medrash to make sure they can hear it. The question is, are you allowed to eat matzah shira on Pesach? So we're not discussing eating matzah shira on Pesach. We're discussing Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. So that is the question. So Rabbeinu Tam Pesach says that the din of the Mishnah, don't eat from the 10th hour onwards, Samach Lamincha, is don't eat matzah shira. That is what you shouldn't eat, because that is going to prevent you from eating matzah, let's say, often. That is... tasteless. Now, good. Now, we said over here another thing we said is don't eat ad shetechshach, until nightfall. Don't eat until nightfall. Very interesting discussion. There's a very famous tasteless and a very famous diuk which is made in this tasteless. if you look at, so let's just start three lines down, ad shetechshach. Tesis quotes from the Rimik reveal to Gabi Matzah Dafka Bo'in and Ad Shetechshach. There is a din by Matzah that it must be consumed from nightfall onwards. Kenetanya B'tisefta Pesach B'Matzah Mar Mitzvah Son Mi Shetechshach. You can only be Yetz your Mitzvah from Nacht onwards. The time of Mishum Dechsev Achlubas Abosah B'Layla Hazeh. It says L'Gabi Karban Pesach that it has to be eaten B'Layla. Matzah mor iskeshu lePesach. Okay, so Karban Pesach is at night, matzah mor is at night. Avul suta Shabbos v'yomim tovim matzi achaluhu mibayit yoyim. Kedarmina bepek tefilas haShachar. When it comes to the obligation of suta Shabbos, you can, as we do in here, in London and many places in the world, we make early Shabbos in the summer, and we go home. We make kiddush possibly at 8 p.m. Nach might only be at 10 p.m. And we are Yotzes to the Shabbos. Avos to the Shabbos v'yamim tevim matzi achaluhu mibayyoyim. We are able to eat this. We are able to be Yotzes to the Shabbos mibayyoyim. And what's the proof? It says, Mispal adam shal Shabbos v'erev Shabbos v'yam kiddush hayoyim mibayyoyim and so on. Now, what is very interesting to note is, and this is what the Achronim are medayik, is the only reason why one is not able to be yotza, achilas matzah, before nacht, is mikach the posuk. It's only because there's a special gzeiras akosuf, which says v'achlas abasa belayla hazeh. Mashma that be'etzem one could be yotza even on a diraisa level in the zman of tisaf Shabbos. For instance, if you learn that the chiv sudan Shabbos is midiraisa, which the Arishadim which say there's a chiv suda midiraisa, you have to have a suda diraisa on Shabbos, so then I can be yotze midiraisa in the zman of tisef Shabbos. In other words, what is tisef Shabbos? Is it just like a hanhaga that I'm going to choose to be pirish for a malach? I'm not going to do a malach, but it's not really Shabbos. I mean, we know it's not really Shabbos legabe mises bezdin, legabe kares, and so on. But can I actually be yotze my mitzvahs asay diarais of Suda Shabbos? So yes, it's meduk from Tosfos. Yes, it's only by Pesach where there's a gzeiras hakosuv, which says v'achlas abasar b'layla hazeh mikach the gzeiras hakosuv. But otherwise, you are able to be yotze. So that is what comes out of the first answer of of Tesis. Tesis towards the end, about 5-6 lines for the end of Tesis, 2 words before the end of the line, Rabbeinu Yehuda tirtz afilo yiboin and gabi shabbosos v'yamim tevim ad shetechshach. Even if you do say that even on a Shabbos and Yom Tov, you also require to wait until Nacht, still there's a reason why here we have to say Ad Shetech Shach. So Lamaisa Tesis does bring another day. So, and we know, like, there are different minhagim, apparently, even though this is something which is Shani B'machlekes, apparently they say Minhag Yerushalayim is not to make early Shabbos. That's Minhag Yerushalayim. And some say it's not true. Minhag Yerushalayim is to make early Shabbos. And I remember when we were living in Eretz Yisrael, and there's always this question, Chutznikin who come to Eretz Yisrael for a few years, you know, are they all of a sudden meshubed to Minhag Yerushalayim or not? But certainly, I mean, you know, again, it has to do a little bit with this discussion. Is there a kpeid? And they say, Allah lamaisa, when it comes to your suda, the best thing to do, they say, is, and I try and do this, but I don't always remember, is leave a little bit of space, so that by dessert time, you still are able to have a kezias of pass after Nacht, if you can. Davi, you'll have to remind me next time. Right, that's the best thing to do. I'm sorry?
Midsummer, that's quite late.
I'm saying that, yeah, it's only relevant for the summer. Yeah, correct. good. Okay, excellent. Fine, so that was the first din of Le'echo Ad Shetech Shach. Then we said, Vafilo Anisha B'Yisrael Le'echo Ad Sheyosef. See, even an ani should not eat until he reclines. Now Rashi says three lines down, Ad sheyosev kederech b'nei cherin, ezech lacheres, b'mitav al ha-shulchan, meaning until he reclines like normal, like free men do, to remember the cheres, b'mita, on a bed, v'al ha-shulchan. In other words, we know in former times they would recline on a bed and there would be a low table next to them and they would lie on their left side and they would be able to use their right hand to eat and so on. So that is what the Mishnah says according to Rashi. Tesis says very interesting, Vafilo Anish Yisrael, Le'ech Lach Yasev, Desalke Daitach, Dehesebus Ani Le'ech Hashiva Heseba. You might have thought that the reclining of an Ani is a pointless exercise. It's not considered to be a saber. Why? The ain loy al mala hasev. He doesn't have the bed and the low table and the various accoutrements needed in order to do the saber properly, and he doesn't have what to be meisiv ein zederacheres, and so on. Kamash malan that even though he doesn't have it, whatever he's able to do is okay. So if he reclines, even meaning as it seems to be according to Tesis, we're saying that even though he doesn't have the mita and so on, it's still okay. But Rashi seemed to be mashma that lo yechah ad sheyaseh kederech nechren zechres b'mita ba'al ha-shulchan. He must have the mita and the shulchan. Tesis seems to be saying that even if he doesn't have it, it's okay. Good. Then we said in the Mishnah that lo yifchasu loyeh, they should not give him less than 4 cups of wine. So just to mention briefly, the Tesis over here, the second Le'yifchasu Le'yitesis, he says, Miteich Haloshen, Mashma Ktas, She'ein Nesnin Labonu V'lubnei Besoy. This din is that you only need to give the Ani himself, the man, but you don't need to provide Arbukasis for his family members. So in other words, you will have an Ani who has Kenainar, a big family, and he's the only one drinking Arbukasis. Because it says, Le'yifchasu Loy. Don't give him, Lashon Yachid, don't give this Ani. What about his family? It says, give
also,
the Ani. Say again?
Also
I think that's why he says, that the question is, Bobby's asking, that's where do we see the Diak of Tesis that it says that it's mashma only, you only give to the Ani as opposed to his family member. So what we're saying is because it says lo yifchasu loy, don't give him less than 4 cups. And I think the reason why Tesis is saying it's mashma ktsas is because maybe you could be madcha like Bobby is suggesting and saying that lo yifchasu loy, and his son is also a Le'yifchasulay, and his son is also a Le'yifchasulay type of person. Maybe that's what Jesus means by its mashma ktsas.
Are we saying it's Shomea Ke'oneh? Is it the same concept of Shomea Ke'oneh? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, so Victor's asking, is this a Shomer Ka'ina type of concept? So Tosfos goes on and explains. Tosfos says, the who mitzias kulam bishaloy. Tosfos says, how will this work? The Balabayis will drink four kaisis, and with his drinking, he'll be mitzi his family. Says Tosfos, v'svaru, taka makes sense. The maishna arba kaisis, mikiddush to kalashana, shechad mitzias kulam. By Kiddush, the rest of the house don't need to drink to be Yetzir Kiddush, Shemea Ka'ina, like Victor is saying, and so on. In which case, it's Mistarba to say so. Tosfos, if you look, three, four lines before the end of Tosfos, four or five words in, Umiu. He says, Umiu, Bigamara Mashmash, Tzarech, Kol Echad Arba Kaisis. There is a Mashmash in the Gemara that everyone needs to have four cases. Tani Hakol Hayav Marba Kaisis, Echad Noshim, Echad Tinoikos, both women and children, and so on. And therefore, Tosfos in the last line says, V'nira Lahachmir, or Lahatshech Arba Kaisis, Lachol Echad, and so on. And to the extent that everyone needs to have a Kais, so all the dinim of Kaisis, that the Kais shouldn't be pogum, and it should be able to stand up, right, it should have been rinsed, and all the various halakhas which apply to kaisis will apply to every single person at the Seder, not only the balabayis, but every single person to the extent that they need arba kaisis. Good.
And you must say about kaisis, but the shtia is a mitzvah. No? On Friday night, on Shabbos, it should be from Yotzi your wife because of the shtia kaisis. Or the mamasa on the Pesach night, it's going to be a shtia. Not
even
got a bit of
steer.
Yeah,
so, yeah, the question is being asked is maybe there's a chilek that on Kiddush you just need to hear it, whereas here it's a din in steer, dafka.
She has to say it with you.
I'm sorry?
On Pesach by night, the Mishnah Berurah says you've got to, that's the Mishnah Berurah says, that you've got to be the woman has to say with the husband the Kiddush.
Well, again, many opinions say that she does not have to say Kiddush. No, I think the Ikra Din, she does not need to say Kiddush. And the Ikra Din, we fakert, we would say Barabam Hadras Melech, and one person can say Kiddush for everyone. That's definitely the pashtus. Many are noyeg to say that everyone says Kiddush, but, you know, yesh, this day is. Okay, lamer invite. Fine. Let's see. So the Gemara says, my ear ya arvi psachim, what is pshat in the Mishnah that we said? That one is not allowed to eat. And we're saying that you're supposed to eat. You're not supposed to eat, so that you should have a taiva for. For matzah, my year, arvi psachim, afil arvi shabbos, v'yomim tevim nami. On every Erev Shabbos, in every Erev Yom Tov, the same rule applies. The Tanya, lo yecho adam ba'arvi shabbos, v'yomim tevim, min amincha v'lamala, kadeshi kanis v'shabbos, kishu tava, divrib yudo. It says that a person is not allowed to eat on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yom Tov, min amincha v'lamala, so that you enter Suda Shabbos when you are hungry. Kishu tava div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, eichel v'hoylech ad shetechshach. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to eat up until nacht. You don't have to stop. You don't need to cut short. You're eating on an Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yom Tov. Al Kavanim, Freg the Gemara, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always are not allowed to eat from around the time of Mina Mincha V'lamala, in which case, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So we'll just first take a couple of answers, then we'll come back. So Amrav Huna, Le'nitzucha Elul Rabbi Yosi. The Chiddush of our Mishnah, our mission is needed for Rabbi Yosi. The Amar Rabbi Yosi says, by an Erev Shabbos and by a regular Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat all the way up until Nacht. You don't need to stop. So the first answer the Gemara gives is, you're right, this Mishnah is only needed according to Rabbi Yosi. Taki writes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even in a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat min amincha v'lamala. So the Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Yosi, which is a little bit shver, which means the Mishnah is really only going, only needed, only b'das Rabbi Yosi, it's not needed according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is answer number one. Answer number two, Reb Papa Omar, Afilu Teima Reb Yehuda. Now we want the Mishnah to shtim with Reb Yehuda also. Afilu Teima Reb Yehuda. Hosam ba'arvei shabosas v'yamim toivim. Note the difference. There, min ha-mincha v'lamala hu da'asar. What do we say min ha-mincha v'lamala means? 9.5 hours into the day. So when is it asar? Only min ha-mincha v'lamala hu da'asar. But samuch l'mincha, the half an hour before, meaning the beginning of the 10th hour after 9 hours, shari. So in other words, let's say the day begins at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. So 3 p.m. is 9 hours into the day. So from 3 to 3:30 p.m., that is going to be the difference. Meaning this tisefta, which we quoted, the Machlek Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, is that means 9.5 hours into the day, 3:30 p.m. But from 9 to 9.5 hours, from 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., it's mutu shari. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say, afilu samach leminchah nami asur. Rabbi Yehuda would say, even samach. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, we add on an extra half an hour when it comes to Arvei Pesachim. That is the answer of Rav Papa. So before we go further, so again, what have we said? We had a kash. Our Mishnah said, Arvei Pesachim, don't eat samach lemincha after 9 hours have passed, the beginning of the 10th hour. Pragdi Gemara, that halacha applies even on a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov. Answer number one is, well, according to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't. Rabbi Yosi allows you to eat a whole Friday afternoon, and a whole Erev Sukkot, and a whole Erev Shavuos. Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah is needed, according to Rabbi Yosi, by Arvei Pesachim, Rabbi Yosi agrees. Answer number one. Rabbi Papa says, no, there's a Chiddush, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to eat an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, min ha-mincha v'lamala. Here in Erev Pesach, it's even samach l'mincha. It's even half an hour before. So I'll just share with you a very interesting deal in the Rishonim. What's taka the pshat in Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says, Erev Shabbos, eat as much as you want. No problem. You don't have to stop. What's his lashon? Oichel v'hoylech ad shetechshach. Seems a little bit of a strange thing. At the end of the day, what happened to Suda Shabbos? So Rishonim say l'mashal, according to the Shitas Rishonim, which say that Suda Shabbos is the Raisa, and so on. So why taka does Rabbi Yosi allow you to eat the whole Friday afternoon? I mean, what happened to Suda Shabbos? It's a Diraisa noch, according to some Rishonim. Why did he allow such things? So they quote from Rabbeinu David, who says the following. He says that the chiyuv to eat on Shabbos is, it's learned from the pasuk of Ukaroso leShabbos oineg. Adkan. Says it over Yashiv. What's the pshat? What is he saying? He's saying very gishmak. Meaning, on Shabbos, the main thing is a person should be in a state of oineg. Now let's say, for instance, let's say a person is on a diet, and they know once they start eating, you know, they don't know where it's never going to end. And they would like to, it will give them such pleasure and such delight and such oineg for them to diet. And they will feel on top, you're allowed to. On Shabbos, you're allowed to. Meaning, if that will give you oineg, you're allowed to. So the ikra of Shabbos is the oineg, to be in a state of delight. It doesn't say toichal. It says, cross the Shabbos oineg. A be that a person's in a state of oineg, that's it. So it says, Rabbi Yashiv, that's maybe the pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, you know what, you can eat. If it happens to be that you're full, and now you don't want to eat anymore because for you it's an oineg not to eat anymore, it's okay, that's fine. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, no, the Rabbi Yehuda is more concerned that you need to kind of positively, proactively create and bring yourself into that state of Shabbos through a normal act of achila. But you can certainly hear, meaning on Pesach, there's a din, you need to eat. You need to open your mouth, put something in your mouth, and chew. Shabbos is a din of oineg, so Rabbi Yosi doesn't restrict achila on Erev Pesach,
so
on Erev Shabbos.
If a person eats all day long on Erev Shabbos, no oineg yet, come Shabbos, where's the onion? What has he done specifically for Shabbos?
The question is, if a person eats before Shabbos, what has he done for Shabbos? So it means that now they are pleasantly full, and they enjoy the feeling which they have right now. I am in a state of oinig. I've eaten to satiation, and I'm feeling very good. If I'm hungry, I need to have oinig Shabbos. I need to eat. I need to enjoy and experience and be in a state of delight. But if I'm already there, and again, I think Rav Yashiv is saying, explain Rabbi Nadav, it's just based on the way that the Torah phrased ukaras l'Shabbos oinig. Good. So that was answer number two. That was answer number two, says the Gemara. The Arab Shabbos Samach Lemincha Shari. You're telling me that there's a difference between the cutoff point on an Arab Shabbos and the cutoff point on Arab Pesach. Namely, on Arab Pesach, it's Samach Lemincha, after 9 hours. On Arab Shabbos, it's Minha Mincha V'lamala, 9.5 hours. Reg the Gemara, is that true? Ube Arab Shabbos Samach Lemincha Shari. Is it true that from after 9 hours it's mutter, but for that half an hour period? V'atanya lo yechol adam arvei shabbosas v'yamim tevim miteisha shayis v'lamala kedei shikanas l'shabbos kishutav v'divrei b'yehuda v'yesei emra eichol v'helech ad shetachshach. So we have a brisa, which is mefurish in Rabbi Yehuda, that after 9 hours, meaning samach lemincha, there's an isra chila on Erev Shabbos also, exactly the same as Erev Pesach. So, first the Gemara says, one second, who's to say that this brisa is authoritative? Who's to say I can rely on this brisa? Arma ma zitraman leim alon dimitaratztehi, dilma mishabeshtehi. Maybe the brisa is incorrect. Rashi says, v'hachi iboyle lemisni miteja shesu mechtsa ve'elach, that's what it should have said. So maybe the brice is incorrect, in which case, your kasha doesn't start. Amalei marema v'itema rabiyemar ana ikloy lepirkadir of Pinchas breder of Ami. I went to the shir of Rav Pinchas breder of Ami. The kumtan of Atani Kamei, and an amura got up, saying over brices, and said over the falling brisa in front of Rav Pinchas breder of Ami, v'kibluminei. I mean, he said over this brisa in front of Rav Pinchas breder of Ami, and he accepted it. And from the fact that he accepted this brisa, so clearly he held that this brisa can be relied upon. Says the Gemara Yachikash. So if so, it's takishver. Ela mechuvarta k'deravuna. So we'll have to go back to answer number one. Answer number one is, you're right. The only chiddush of this Mishnah is, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says on an Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat the whole day, ad shetachshach, oichol v'oilech, ad shetachshach. But he agrees, when it comes to Arvei Pesachim, because of the chiv matzah, he agrees that you have to stop. Ela mechuvarta k'deravuna. Rag the Gemara, ula Ravuna minicha. According to Ravuna, is it good? V'am Rav Yirmiya, am Rav Yechanam Yitzim, Rav Yavayu, am Rav Yasi, bar Rav Hanina, halacha k'Rav Yehuda be'erev Pesach, v'alacha k'Rav Yasi be'erev Shabbos. We paskin like Rav Yehuda l'chumra by erev Pesach, and we paskin like Rav Yasi on an erev Shabbos. So, halachat Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. If we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on erev Pesach, doesn't that mean by definition michlal the polig Rabbi Yosi b'tavayu? The Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Yosi disagrees not only on an erev Shabbos, and he says you can eat until nacht all the way through, but he also disagrees on erev Pesach. You're telling me that Rabbi Yosi agrees, and leinitzcha el Rabbi Yosi, and here Rabbi Yosi would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. But from the fact that we say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, vice versa, Rabbi Yosi disagrees. So, Michlal de Polig Rabbi Yosi b'Tavayu, isn't that the mashmos? Says the Gemara, like, halacha Michlal de Pligi b'Avstaka. Now, that there is a different inference over here. They argue legabi hafstaka, legabi stopping. What does this mean, Tanya? Mafsikin l'shabosais divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to stop your meal for Shabbos, meaning when the time of Kiddush comes, you need to stop your meal. Mafsikin l'shabbos is diver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisi Omer, ein mafsikin. Rabbi Yisi says you do not need to be mafsik, meaning you're having your meal Friday afternoon. You're having your meal now, it's nacht. Shabbos comes in. Says Rabbi Yisi, ein mafsikin. You don't even have to stop for Kiddush. If you look at Tesis, Rabbi Yisi, ein mafsikin. V'goymer kol ha-se'uda u'mevorech birchis ha-mozen. The achakach mekadish. Peladekazach. You finish your meal, you bench, and then you say, Yemashishi. And then you make Kiddush once you finish the meal. Agav, Tesis asks, if you look two, three lines down, Vim Tamar, the Heich Yasu Kiddush b'lei suda. Isn't there a klal, which we're going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, Ale Ein Kiddush Elabamokim suda. So you finish your meal, then you're going to make Kiddush. What happened to Ein Kiddush Elabamokim suda? So this is an amazing thing. The Yesh Lemer, the Choshev Kiddush B'mokim suda, Kevin Shemiyad Acher Sasuda, Oysa Kiddush. Meaning the main thing is that it's juxtaposed. It's together. V'oysa suda, oyla loyla suda Shabbos, kedemuchach b'teisafta, and so on. So Al Koponim, that Rabbi Yisi argues legabe hafsaka, and says you don't need to stop, even for Kiddush. Says the Gemara Ma'aseh, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, there's a square brackets which seems to indicate we should be geres v'yuda. Others say we should not, but certainly with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yosi, shahayu mesubin ba'akko, they were reclining and dining in Akko. The kiddush aleihem ayim, Shabbos came. Amar leir Rav Shimon ben Gamliel l'Rav Yosi b'Rebbe. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rav Yosi, he called him Rav Yosi b'Rebbe, which is a term of chashivas, and he said ritzenecha nafsik. The Nechush Ladivrei Yehuda Chavireinu. Should we stop the meal and be Choshish for the Shita of Yehuda, our friend, who says that you're supposed to be Mafsik because Shabbos has come? Said Rabbi Yosi, Amalai, V'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Atam Chaviv Dvorai Lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. You always seem to prefer my teaching and my psak over Rabbi Yehuda. Achshav atam chaviv divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. Agam lichbish is a malke mi b'avoyis. You're going to come and you're going to go ahead and do this thing in front of my very eyes in my own house. You're going to go and paskin against me like Rabbi Yehuda and so on. Amalei said him kain loy nafsik. Okay, if so, we will not be mafsik, because if we're going to be mafsik, Shema yiru ha-talmidim, maybe the Talmidim will see that we're being mafsik, v'yikbu halacha l'deiris, and they will conclude that the psak follows Rabbi Yehuda, which is not true. Amru le'zaz mishama chakavu halacha Rabbi Yosi, and therefore they continue the meal. They didn't stop to say Kiddush. They finished, they sang Zmiris, they benched, and then afterwards they made Kiddush, and so on. Al-Kabon, the sugya partially concludes with one answer and one answer only. The Mishnah said there's a din, Arvei Pesachim Samoch Lemincha, LaYechol Adam Ad Shetzeach Shach, meaning after 9 hours has passed, you need to stop eating Matzah Ashira, according to Tesis, so that you will eat with Teyavon because of Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara asks the Kasha, doesn't that apply on a regular Erev Shabbos, on a regular Erev Yom Tov? We said, well, it doesn't according to Rabbi Yosi. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is needed according to Rabbi Yosi, Einach Hanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda always says that from the beginning of the 10th hour, a person should stop, and they should not eat, and that's very relevant to Halacha Lamais and regular Erev Shabbos. A person is not supposed to wash from Shah Asiris on a regular Friday, so that a person should should enter Shabbos with a teyavon and so on, but the chiddush of the mission is needed according to Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi says you don't need to do this on a regular Erev Shabbos, but you do need to do so on a on Erev Pesach. By the way, it is important to mention there are those who say that us in Chutz La'aretz, where we have second night, second seder, so they say a person should limit matzah, eating matzah at lunch. Because, you know, you have the same halacha that Arvei Pesachim, meaning because there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, l'tayavin, and so on. So you should limit, you know, ideally you shouldn't have your meal at 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and so on, because you're going to end up eating late in the day.
Nothing to do with Shas theory.
Say again?
Nothing to do with Shas theory, even earlier. No, we don't have to worry about Shas theory, like the Mishnah, we talked about even earlier, Chatzos.
No. There's no Isser. The question is the Isser only from Shas theory, or is it earlier? No, the Isser would be from Shas theory also. And there's no Isser of eating matzah erev Pesach like there is on the 14th, mitzad Yerushalmi, because Pesach has come already. But in order to ensure that you will eat matzah, second Seder, so you should limit your intake, and it shouldn't go late into the day. Okay, let's see a bit of it. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Ein halacha loik Rabbi Yehuda v'loik Rabbi Yosi. We don't bask, and not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you have to be mafsik, you have to stop your meal on Friday when Shabbos arrives, stop, bench, finish, and so on. V'loik Rabbi Yosi, who says you can eat, finish your meal, and bench, and then after you make kiddush, we don't bask in like either one. Ella, pyrus mapa umekadish. But what do? We spread, literally, we spread a cloth over the food, and we make kiddush. Pyrus mapa umekadish. You look at the last Rashi. Rashi says ella pyrus mapa ala shulchan. You spread a cloth over the table, umekadish hayoyim, and you say kiddush. And then you continue your meal. Now there's an interesting Rashbam over here, last Rashbam on the page also. Ella Peres Mape, says the Rashbam Al HaMeichel, Kedin Kol Shabbos Hashana, Shevi Olechem Al HaShulchan, Kedin Kiddush, Kedisnan Lekamon, Kedetan Lekamon, meaning, we're going to see later on like this. The Rashbam is going to tell us, is going to, on Amud Beis, based on a she'iltis, that we learn that when a person eats on Shabbos, it should be clear and distinct and conspicuous that the suda which I'm having is only mikayach the Shabbos. So ideally, you shouldn't have all the food there on the table, because then it's like the food is there anyway, okay, well I have to kind of make kiddush in order to eat, but really I'm having the food anyway. Now I make kiddush first, oh, I'm a kaddish the day, it's a special day, bring it on, bring in all the food, special day. So it says the Rashbam over here that, Kiddin Kol Shamsa Sashana Shevio Lechem Al HaShulchan, if they bring a prepared set table with food on it, Kodim Kiddush, which, as we're saying, you shouldn't do, because then it's no longer nicker that you are eating L'Shem Shabbos. K'detan L'Kamon, Einami Mishim Siluk, Peseira V'achakach Emer Kiddush, Hayem Alakoyis, V'chayiz V'aychol, V'geir Mesudas. Okay, let's just move on to this next line, is really what I wanted to see. Says the Rashbam, V'nira Be'enai. What is Pshat in Shmuel? Shmuel says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, stop the meal, bench, finished. Rabbi Yosi says, keep on eating till you finish, then you bench, and then you make kiddush. Says Shmuel, leikamar v'leikamar, spread a tablecloth over the food and make kiddush. Says the Rashbam, v'nir be'enai, this fearly l'shmuel, d'aloch Rabbi Yosi. Really, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yosi. Kedik doni b'braisa shakabu aloch gamaisa. I mean, the braisa seems to say that they clearly established the halacha like Rabbi Yosi. Ella shabola hachmir al atzmei ktsas. But Shmuel wanted to be machmir on himself a little bit. Shalo yigmar sudasa yiv yakadesh achakach, like Rabbi Yosi says you can do. Don't do that. Ella yakadesh tchila. The achakach yigmar sudasa yiv. Says the Rashbam, the Ilei Timach, if you don't see like I'm saying, Shmuel Damer Kaman. Shmuel can't argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel can't argue on Tanoim. Who's Shmuel going like? Right? Elamai, says the Rashbam, it must be that Ni'ikra din Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi, which means that really you could finish the meal. It's Kedai to be Machmir. Take the tablecloth, spread it over the food. The meal has stopped. I make Kiddush now. and then I finish my meal. So learns the Rashbam. If you look directly across that veneer of Einai in the Rashbam in Tosfos, about 5-6 lines from the bottom forwards in, Ubechinam Dachak, he quotes the Rashbam, and he says he was Nidchak unnecessarily. Deshmul Sarva Kechachamim. There's another Shita, there's another Tana, which you forgot about. The Achis of Yerushalmi. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Zu Divrei Reb Yehuda v'Reb Yosi. Ava Chachamim Eimrim, Peris Mapo Mekadesh. The Chachamim, this is actually the Shita of the Chachamim. It's a little bit of a compromise between Reb Yosi and Reb Yehuda, the Shita of the Chachamim, which is Peris Mapo Mekadesh. Al Kafanim, says Shmuel, if it is a person began their meal on a Friday afternoon, it's Nacht, Shabbos has come, Rabbi Yehuda would say, stop the meal, finish, it's over, don't eat any more, bench. Rabbi Yehuda would say, finish eating as much as you want, 2 hours later you can bench, say Kiddush at the very end. Ella, what should you do? Peris Mapo Mekadish, spread a tablecloth over, make Kiddush and continue. Ragbi Gemara Eini, is that so? The ha, Amar of Tachlifa Bar Avdini Amar Shmuel, Kishim Shemafsikin Lekiddush, just like you're mafsik to say Kiddush, Tach Mafsikin Lahavdalah, so too you are mafsik for Havdalah. So says the Gemara, my mafsikin, what does it mean to be mafsik? Lav la'akiras shulchan, doesn't it mean to like properly stop? Stop the meal, good and proper. If you look at the Rashbam, he says, "My lav akiras shulchan umidikama kishim shemafsikin mechlal dele sagi b'mapa." Just like your mafsik for this, just like your mafsik for kiddush, so too your mafsik for havdalah. Meaning by havdalah, there's no poris mapa as such. I mean, I'm not continuing my meal. It's finished. So it's mashma that you're properly mafsik. So my mafsikin lav lakiras shulchan says in our loy, itaka means lamapa. We could also explain it and understand that it means you are peris mapa. Good. Rabba Barav Huna ikla lebei reish galusa. He traveled to the house of the bei reish galusa, icy taka kamei. They brought a table, and when we say they brought a table, it was a table which was laden with food. Icy taka kamei. So what did he do? Peris mapa vikidish. He was Peris Mapa and he was Mekadesh. Tanya Namiachi. Ein mevin es shulchan elam kein kiddush. You shouldn't bring a laden table before you recite kiddush. Vimhevin, if you did, Peris Mapa Mekadesh. As we mentioned, Bizman Chazal, people would have small little private tables and they would often bring the table filled, laden with food. Best is to say kiddush first. Oh, you said kiddush. Special day today, bring the food. But don't bring the food, don't bring a table full of food, and I guess I better say Kiddush, because then it's mashma that I made the food stam, not specifically Lekavod Shabbos. We'll just mention the Rashbam over here. If you look at the large Rashbam over here, it's about 2, 4, 6, about 8, 9 lines down in the Rashbam, in the big lines. First word in the line, the taima. Why do we say don't bring a laden table? Make sure you say Kiddush first, and if you bring a table filled with goodies, then Peris Mapo Mekadesh. Why? What does the Shulta say? Because it says V'kosev Behu Achi Ukrevi Taka Mikameda Ligdish LaKedusha DeShabbato Loi Mekarvinen. Meaning being mekarev at the table before you say Kiddush on Shabbos, loy mekarvin. We don't do so. My time is up the shultes. Ki heichi de teisi su'uda liyakra de shabso. For the sake of the su'uda being brought for the covered of Shabbos. Ve'eicha de krivu le misalkinin le. But if it was already brought, then you're not misalik. Ela peris le mapo mekadesh. And there is a discussion on Lach Lamaisa. And I remember, different stages of married life doing different things. But, the pashas that should come out according to this, that really nothing should be on the table. Challahs and yayin should be on the table, that's it. But don't put an hors d'oeuvre on the table. Because if you put an hors d'oeuvre on the table, it's kind of going a little bit against the shultas. Or do we say that like it's the main suda? Maybe the hors d'oeuvre, it's almost to kind of make the table look nice. If you have an hors d'oeuvre on the table and you have different spreads and so on, it looks so nice. It's more for that. And in Hanabi, the main suuda is going to come afterwards. In other words, if you're doing a one-course meal Friday night and the food's on the table, then for sure you shouldn't. But if you genuinely feel like this is going to beautify it and it's the tafel of the meal, it's not really the ikru suuda, then maybe, I think there are days which say...
Nothing to do with the place.
Say again?
That's not where you were eating before. Here you're eating continuously. That you make such a mistake. You weren't eating Friday afternoon.
No, but the question is, if you weren't eating Friday afternoon, maybe it's okay to do that. I don't know if that's true. The Shultz is saying you shouldn't have food on the table when you say Kiddush. And if a table, if a laden table is brought to you, covered over with a tablecloth. Why? Because I want to first declare today's special day. It's Shabbos. Shabbos, bring on the food. Bring on the food at Shabbos. As opposed to if the food's there already, the pshat is, it's dinner time, supper time. Oh, it's Friday night, I better say Kiddush first. It's not clear that I'm doing it for that. Yeah.
Why do we say we're looking at what standard practice is? How do you do a festive meal? Do you walk into a festive meal and to a bare table and then bring everything on? Or do you walk into a festive meal?
David's asking, maybe we should look at what is the standard practice? Like, how does one enter a festive meal? Usually when one enters a festive meal, if you enter the meal and there's no food there, often there's hors d'oeuvre on the table. I'm not sure. I mean, I remember doing different things, sometimes saying you're going to be very machber not to have anything on the table. Sometimes your wife might want to have things on the table because, it looks nice and so on. I don't know. That's kind of what we do now. And my hayros heter is that the main meal is number one, shalom bayis. Shouldn't be blaming it on my wife because I think it does look quite nice. But also, it looks very nice. And the main suda, you're still able to say it's coming liyak with the shamsa. And that's, I think, what a lot of people do. Okay, let's just get it finished till a couple more lines and then we'll stop. Says the Gemara like this. Tani chada. One brisa says, shavin she'ein maschilin. They agree that you don't begin. We'll see what this means. Vatani idach, shavin she'maschilin. They agree that you do begin. What does that mean? Bishle mahadetanya shavin she'ein maschilin. I understand the brayse which says they agree that you don't begin mishkachas la be'erev Pesach, meaning both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you're not supposed to begin the meal later in the day. Ela hadetanya shavin she'maschilin. They both agree that you are maschil. So emas, when is that referring to? E name of be'erev Shabbos. Ha miflag pligi. I thought we said that Rabbi Yehuda says you're not supposed to begin the meal already mina mitsamoch lemincha v'lemala. So what does it mean that they both agree, implying even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you begin? Says the Gemara leikasha kan koidim teisha kan la'acha teisha. And when do they agree that you're allowed to begin the meal? Even Rabbi Yehuda the Machmir would say if I began my meal on a Friday, before the beginning of the 10th hour, right? 9 hours has not yet even passed, then they agree you're allowed to begin your meal. That would be the way that we'd be able to explain the braisa of the shavin and the shavin shemaskim. So the kids that we saw over here, just to be misak and what we've learned, we said number one, erev or arvi psachim, either it's referring to all the psachim, Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni. Samach Mincha means half an hour before Mincha Ketana. We said La Yechol, according to Tosis, means don't eat Matzah Shira until Nacht. We saw 2 days in Tosis as to whether or not a person can be Yetze Midiraisa in the Zman of Tisefes Shabbos and Tisefes Yom Tov. We said even an Anishib Yisrael, you might have thought that his Haseba is not a real Haseba. Should not eat Ad Sheyasev. We said Le Yifchusu Loi 2 days in Tesis. If it means you need to supply him and his family with Arba Kaisis, Tesis says you should be Machmer and give everyone. The basic question of the Gemara is what is the Chiddush, the Mishnah? You always have to stop Samach Lemincha. The one answer which remains is, you're right, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is needed according to Rabbi Yossi. Meaning on a regular Erev Shabbos, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether or not you have to stop Samach L'mincha or not. Here on Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi agrees that you have to stop. And then we also mention this din of Peris Ma'apa Makadish, which according to the Rashbam is a Chumrah of Shmuel. He really passes like Rabbi Yossi. But he's Machber. Teza says this Yerushalmi, which says it's a third Shita, which is the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay. I'm sorry? Well, depending on whether your ger is Arvei Psachim or Erev Psachim. If your ger is Arvei Psachim, it's referring to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If it's Erev Psachim, it means the eve with which you shecht several Psachim, the eve with